road there to buy some timber from, and they sold enough timber to hire to Tank Buying Lumber Company. They were up part of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And I was working, I kept books at the mill there for 5 years, and I was timekeeper and paymaster there. Then I was keeping books at the Tarentine camp up at the a new place there, up there, and run the kept the books and the timekeeper and all that. Mm-hmm. And Pettibone come down one day and told me to go over that place where they sold that timber to. They understood they need a timekeeper there, and to tell him he sent me there. I went there, the man told me if I'd have went there the day before, they were sent, there's a man on the way then coming there. And Pettibone said, tell him if he wants to find out something about you to call me. So anyway, they closed down. Then I went to work for, went down there, and I'd worked for Mr. McLeod before he died. Meantime, he died. He had a son-in-law, knew something about Turpentine, and one of his wife's nephews, they raised him from a baby. His mother died when he was a baby, and she raised him.
Yeah.
And he's finished high school, and he's a little younger than I was. And then he had a son-in-law, was working Turpentine in Alabama. So he come over then, and old man, Mr. McLeod, was still running Turpentine, but he'd hang the cup, and then he had a colored man there working. He was a good Turpentine man, and he'd operate and do everything. And when they'd sell the gum and the rosin, McLeod would give him 70%. He'd get the check, give him 70%, and he'd keep 30%, you see, for the operation, and he'd get 30%. And I worked there with him from, that was about 32, I believe, till 38. And then from that, I went to Pearl River, Louisiana, run a store there for Hasswood, Hass brother, Norton Hass's two brothers.
Yeah.
I worked there a little over a year.
That was in Hancock County, right?
Well, that was in Pearl River, Louisiana, where I worked for that Hass brothers.
Yeah, right? Okay.
But their boys was originally from Hancock County, North there, still
yeah,
there,
uh-huh.
And they're two of his brothers. And then when I come back, in 47, a fellow by the name of was elected sheriff in Hancock County, and Wednesday, I think, between Christmas and New Year's, he was looking for somebody to keep his book, and I had a cutting down that out from Bay St. Louis by the name of so one Sunday, it was Sunday, and I believe Wednesday was the last day of the month, the following day, December, and he's taking office on the next day, see, and about 9 o'clock that night, I heard a cub blow it outside. I went out, and it was Fitz Johnson, this fella. I said, y'all get out and come in. So Fitz said, no, he says, get in. He says, I want to talk with you. And he told me that he'd been looking all over the county for a man to keep his books, his record, you know. And he said he couldn't find nobody. And he said he met Joe, and he's a good friend of mine, a cousin. He lived just a little bit out of Bay St. Louis. And he told Joe, he said, you know, I can't find nobody to keep my record in there. Joe said, that ain't no trouble to find a man to do that. He said, why? So he said, go up there and get. He said, he'll keep it right. He'll keep your record and keep it right, too. He said, you know, I never thought about Sylvester. And he comes, so he said, if we can get together, I want you to work with me. We talked over. I told him I'd go there. I was getting some poles. I had a truck and a pair of mule, and I had a fellow. I bought some timber, and I was hauling, but I'd haul all I had about 75 or 80 poles in the wood, and it was so wet I hadn't hauled on in a month, so I said, well, that'd come in handy. So I went to work for him, and I had a nephew driving